And good morning to you. It is 11 o'clock. I'm Kermit Poling, the general manager here at Red River Radio. Time for another spotlight here on Red River Radio for an event, a special event coming up, starting April 12th, running through the 16th. So sort of getting kicked off at the end of the weekend and continuing on into the top of the week. Joining me in the studio is Curtis Joseph, who's the president of the North Louisiana Jewish Federation. And what we're going to be talking about is the North Louisiana Jewish Film Festival, which will be taking place at the Robinson Film Center. So first of all, Curtis, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming and joining us here at the studio. Why don't you talk a little bit about what the festival is?
Essentially, as you pointed out, the festival runs from the 12th through the 16th, starts off this Sunday evening with an opening night reception that's free, and the films will run through the 16th. Essentially, we have four feature-length films and three shorts that can be viewed together as a feature. The first of the films that I want to briefly discuss is called Ida. It takes place in 1960s Poland and involves a young nun named Anna who's on the eve of her coronation when she learns, obviously unexpectedly, that she comes from a Jewish family and that her parents died during the Nazi occupation. Mm-hmm. So she's got some soul searching to do in terms of reconciling her past with her present. Mm-hmm. And it's also my understanding that this film was a 2015 Oscar winner for the best foreign language film. So I would encourage you to go out and see that one if you get the opportunity. Mm-hmm. There's also a feature length called Night Will Fall, which is basically a documentary. This one occurs in what I like to call real time. By that, the footage is taken from cameras that were rolling as the Allied forces were liberating Nazi concentration camps. The footage was worked on by a few noted filmmakers, Sidney Bernstein, Billy Wilder, and Alfred Hitchcock, who most everybody will know. The film, again, this footage was put together with the intent of releasing it overall as a documentary.
Right.
And I don't know if it was through lack of funding or what have you, but the film sort of died on the vine. And this particular film, Night Will Fall, essentially chronicles the efforts of those filmmakers to bring that documentary to life.
Sure.
So there's going to be some Q&A associated with that one, some question and answers associated with that one. And we'll have a concentration camp survivor and a professor here from LSU here to discuss that film.
Okay.
There's another one. Another feature length called Zohi Saddam, which translates into This is Sodom. This one's going to be a comedy about Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's set against the backdrop of the last week in Sodom. This film was released in 2010 and has been the most watched Israeli feature film in the last 25 years.
Okay.
Now, this one may not be viewable or suitable for all viewing audiences as it takes place in Chronicles Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's kind of an adult nature.
That's correct. And the last feature is called Beneath the Helmet. This one is also of the documentary variety, and it follows Israeli teenagers as they fulfill their duty with respect to compulsory military service. Now, this one will also be associated with an attendant Q&A. We have a Shreveport native here, Ms. Muslow, who will share her experiences while she was in the Israeli Defense Force for 2 years, I believe from 18 to when she turned 20.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the shorts, again, they can be viewed as a feature. And we also, the Robinson puts on this ongoing series called Faith on Film. And there'll be a Q&A associated with that first film I mentioned, Ida, the one with the nun. And Rabbi Jana De Benedetti and a local bishop here, Michael Gerard Duca of the Shreveport Diocese, will be answering questions on that one.
Okay, and you know, it's interesting because different aspects of these films have to do with different points in Jewish history, some
correct.
Very ancient history, obviously, as in This is Sodom, but also, of course, the Holocaust. And I think it's fascinating to have someone that can talk about experiences in the modern, you know, Israeli military.
Correct.
And if I'm not mistaken, that, you know, in Israel, the military service is required.
As you say, it's current to
right.
this very day.
Right. So so that's great. So there are special guests, there are discussions, and of course these films. How were the films chosen?
We had a panel, a committee that was spearheaded by a good friend of mine, Dr. Sanford Katz,
mm-hmm.
Who couldn't be here today. And I'm here in his stead. So I thank him very much.
Well, of course, Dr. Katz is a regular host here for Health Matters and right. a good friend of Red River Radio's as well.
But they spent a great deal of time selecting these films. As you can imagine, there was a wide breadth of films from which they could have chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy, in conjunction with Alex and a young lady, I believe her name is Megan, over at the Film Center, put this program together. She sort of set us on a path. She gave us some initial films to kind of cull from, and the committee chose the rest. And I like to give a thanks to Alex and the people.
Alexander Kent, yeah.
Correct. Alexander Kent, who's doing a fabulous job with the Film Center. And if you have not spent time at the Film Center, I encourage you to do so, separate and apart from our film festival. The Film Center in and of itself is a wonderful gem to have here in Shreveport, not just in this state, but in the region in general.
And to attend the films, I'm assuming that tickets are available through the box office at the Robinson?
Correct. You can phone them or you can look online.
Okay, and their phone number is 459-4122. This is an annual event now. This is, I think, the third?
I think it's a little bit like the fourth.
The fourth?
Yeah.
So with a tradition, the North Louisiana Jewish Film Festival, again, starting Sunday evening, running through the 16th, there is a reception on the opening night?
Correct. That reception starts at 5:30.
Okay.
And there'll be a sort of segue from the reception into the film and the Q&A.
All right. Well, my guest has been Curtis Joseph, who's the president of the North Louisiana Jewish Federation on the board of directors there. Curtis, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about the film festival.
Thank you. I haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. And if you are with an organization and you have an event coming up you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, be sure and get in touch with us at 800-552-8502.